Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So Marty Griffin, what's up? Big announcement, 10:45. Seriously. You know it's big when they bring Larry in here. Big. Big. Larry's limo sits outside in the morning and takes him to some restaurant where they make him an omelet. I guess they're going to sit out there till 10:45. It's not like him. All right? All right. 10:45. Today's the last day to vote. Register to vote in Pennsylvania. Last day to register to vote. I am waiting on my ballot. Don't know where it is. It's been a couple of weeks since I asked for it. We shall see. Worst comes to worst, I'll go and vote early on election day. I get there before 7 and wait in line. And hope it isn't all jammed up. Again, last day to register to vote in Pennsylvania, if you're going to vote. Record number of folks. Hey, couple things irritating me. Number one, why won't... Okay, let me back up. There are hundreds of thousands of votes already in. They will have to be counted on election day. If Republicans in Harrisburg do not allow that to happen, to be counted before election day, we will not get the results on election day in Allegheny County. We won't. Or Pennsylvania. Also, poll watchers. Why do we need poll watchers? My friend Tom King, Republican Party attorney, is going to tell me why. Good morning, Tom. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good, Marty. How are you?
Wow. Coming down to the wire, brother.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Hey, I love having you. You know that. Couple things.
Thank you.
There's a theory out there that the numbers show that triple the number of Democratic ballots are in over Republicans right now. And that the reason why is that Trump has created so much consternation and fear about the mail-in voting process that Republicans will not mail in. And as a result, they'll hope for the best by waiting in line on election day. Does that make you a little nervous, Tom?
Well, first of all, that any of the issues that have been raised about the mail-in ballot are real issues, not contrived issues, and there really are issues out there with respect to these mail-in ballots. So we want everybody to vote. We want everybody to vote. We want everybody who's supposed to vote and allowed to vote to have their vote counted. So that's our goal, Marty.
Answer my question. Are you nervous? Triple the number of Democrats have already voted over the number of Republicans. Are you worried that...
Am I nervous about that? No, I'm not nervous at all. I think there's going to be a huge red wave come out on election day because I think Republicans don't trust the system that's been set up. And I think Republicans are going to come out and vote in person. And I think there'll be a big red wave come out. So I'm not nervous at all.
Tom King, why do we need poll watchers, my friend? You want poll watchers badly. Why, sir?
There have been poll watchers in Pennsylvania for literally, 100 years we've had poll watchers, maybe more. So poll watchers are people, they're citizens who get a certificate from the county. They're either Republican, Democrat, they could be Green Party, they could be Libertarians, they could be whatever you want. Everybody has the right to poll watchers. So, and I'm in favor, and Sean Parnell and Luke Negron and I are in favor of everybody having poll watchers so that there's a transparent election that takes place. We've had poll watchers forever. This is the first time we've ever not had poll watchers. So We're not asking for something strange. We're asking for the same thing that's happened for more than 100 years in Pennsylvania to happen again with these satellite stations, especially in light of this debacle in Allegheny County. I don't think we even know the extent of this mess with the 30,000 wrong ballots were sent out. Nobody's even said at this point exactly what was wrong with the ballot.
Sure they did. Sure they did.
Pardon?
Sure they did. They told us.
Have you seen the?
Yes, my wife got one, and my two nieces got one. And
okay.
Here's what I respect about what they did: they admitted their mistake and they corrected it. People make mistakes, man. Creating this paranoia that everything is sideways creates more paranoia and distrust. And you're doing it with the poll watchers because it's only Republicans raising this issue. And again, doesn't it create this paranoia and distrust among Republicans that somehow this election is fixed in favor of Biden, sir?
Well, I don't think so, Marty. I think that poll watchers the law provides for poll watchers. So Democrats have poll watchers, Republicans have poll watchers, Libertarians have poll watchers. Everybody should have poll watchers. So there are problems with this mail-in voting system. The mail-in voting system is the law. So what the goal of everybody should be is to make it work, not tear it down. So we're not trying to tear it down.
Right.
We're pointing out though that every vote needs to count. So there are issues right now with this Sure system that when you have Wolf on there tomorrow at KDKA,
yes, sir.
Ask Wolf about the Sure system. Ask him what's going on with the Sure system.
Will do.
Because there are issues with the Sure system right now.
By the way, for
military ballots and regular ballots.
Tom King, one of my heroes for calling out Wolf on his inability to allow the state to open up with the proper restrictions, and has done so time and time again, and I admire the hell out of it. Hey, Tom. We talked about this over the weekend. Why in the world would Republican leaders in Pennsylvania want us to wait at least 3 days to be able to count votes in Pennsylvania? Because that's the way it's going to be unless Republicans in Harrisburg agree to allow folks to count these mail-in ballots prior to Election Day. Why won't they allow that, sir?
Well, I think they have offered to speed it up, which I'm in favor of too, Marty. I think you have a good point, and I think you're right that they ought to start at some point to start processing and counting these. Having an election that goes on days and days and weeks after election night is not good for anybody. But they've offered the governor a deal. There's another question for the governor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why doesn't he take the deal? The Republicans offered to count 3 days in advance of Election Day, start counting 3 days in advance, and in exchange for which they simply ask that poll watchers be able to go to any county. If you're a Pennsylvanian, you can be a poll watcher at any poll. And the governor won't do that. He won't go along with it. So the good question is to the governor, why in the world would you care if somebody's a Pennsylvanian, what county they live in terms of where they're going to watch the vote take place?
By the way, I agree with Tom on the poll watchers issue, but why hold one great idea hostage over another completely separate and distinct idea, sir? Aren't you doing that?
I don't think so. I think
Sure you are. If you're saying you agree with me, the Republican Party in Pennsylvania believes the vote should be allowed to be counted prior to Election Day so that we get an election on Election Day, why wouldn't you just do that and then worry about poll watchers rather than holding that over the governor's head and punishing folks in Pennsylvania?
Well, that's beyond my pay grade, Marty. Right. That's in the legislature. But the legislators have said, we can do that, and let's get the poll watcher issue taken care of at the same time. That's the last thing I heard. So what the governor has to say about that, I don't know. But at this point, it's key that's holding this thing up because they've offered to do that, and they've offered to do that if he'll agree to the poll watcher proposal. So I don't know where it lies, you know, on the tit for tat back and forth thing, but that's what they propose. So they're favorably inclined toward.
Great questions for Fitz. Tom King, you're my man. I love it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you all the time. You know that. Talk to you again.
Thank you, Marty. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.